water from the home well. And David longed and said, "Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate, and the three mighty men break through the host of the Philistines, and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but poured it out unto the Lord." 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 15 and 16. This verse gives us an insight into the heart of David. He had a heart of a king, but also the heart of a man. In fact, he was a man after God's own heart. Number one, David's thirst. "Oh, that one would give me drink." David was caught in the cave of Adullam. His home city of Bethlehem was in the hands of the Philistines, occupied because David's slaughter of Goliath. He was thirsty with the thirst of the wilderness upon him. His memory was stirred up to that thirst. He thought of boyhood days and how he slaked his thirst daily with the cool, crystal clear water from the well at the gate of the city. As his throat burned with thirst, he cried out for a draught of that cool, refreshing liquid. To him there was no water like the water of the home well. We who have drunk of the water of life, supplied by our Lord, born in Bethlehem, in a higher spiritual level, we long for water from the home well. There is no water like it, and those who drink desire none other. They cry, "There is none like it, give it me." David's thirst, and David longed for the water from the well of Bethlehem, which is at the gate. The thirst of David's words were a testimony to the satisfying nature of the drink from the home well at Bethlehem. "I am thirsty," he cried, "but there is only one water that will really slake my thirst, and that is from Bethlehem's well, which is by the gate." That well was outside the city by the gate. Yes, and the only well where the water of salvation is in abundant supply is at Calvary, outside the city wall. There the fountain of living waters flow. Ah, we know by experience that there is no water like the liquid that flows from the cross. Thank God there is one who can give it to us. Can give us that drink of water, who himself is the water of life. Slake my thirst, Lord Jesus, at that well today. David's trust. He would not drink thereof, but poured it out before the Lord. David recognized the price paid for that refreshing water. Bought at such a price and brought to him at such a risk by the three mighty men. He cried for one to bring him a drink, but it took the three mighties to accomplish the deed. The one God in the three persons of the Almighty Father, the Almighty Son, and the Almighty Spirit have brought to us the water of life. And we pray evermore, give us this drink. Oh, for the thirst. Oh, for the thrust. And oh, for the trust of David. Amen and amen.